James Thompson is a man described by colleagues as someone more comfortable in the lab than in the public eye. Like it or not, that's where he is because of the high expectations and controversy over embryonic stem cells. The world-renowned researcher addressed both issues in a recent speech before a capacity crowd in Madison. He spoke of the promise of stem cells while being careful to warn that quick cures for Alzheimer's, juvenile diabetes, and other diseases were mostly media hype.
People think if this will work someday, it's likely to be very challenging.
Thompson says the goal of embryonic stem cells is not necessarily transplanting them in humans to replace disease cells. Rather, he says their value might lie in what they can provide in basic science knowledge, lending greater understanding to what causes debilitating disease. He says adult stem cells can be studied, but aren't always as valuable as embryonic stem cells because certain tissues, like that found in the heart, don't contain embryonic stem cells. A buzz of anticipation preceded James Thompson's speech. Waiting in a long line to hear him were everyday people eager to learn more about stem cells and also self-described science geeks like genetics major Jennifer Kolkoski, a freshman at UW-Madison.
It's very cool to have someone so big like this be in such an area like this.
Not everyone agreed. During the question and answer session which followed the speech, an audience member carrying a Bible questioned whether stem cell research was ethical because it involves destroying five-day-old embryos.
I've done my research a little bit. I'm not as smart as this man here, but an embryo is taking the life of children.
Thompson quietly and respectfully responded by saying some devout Christians think otherwise. Earlier, he had pointed out that all the embryos used for the university's five patented stem cell lines came from fertility clinics and would likely have been discarded. Notable conservatives at the federal level support embryonic stem cell research, so do some state Republicans, but they're split on a bill that would restrict therapeutic cloning. It's sponsored by Representative Steve Castell of Elkhart Lake.
Researchers would prefer to not have any kind of restriction. They think that the government shouldn't be sticking their nose in, but the reality is that's never been the case.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor supports stem cell research and has promised to veto the bill, but some say the state's reputation as a science pioneer has already been tarnished in the highly lucrative and competitive field of biotechnology, where each state is striving to make a name for itself. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.